Welcome to Angry Dorks. Sad news and good news at the same time. This is our final episode of Angry Dorks. We are... yeah, our plan is to come back and rebrand and do some different stuff. But it'll be similar but different. Our goal is to get some bigger guests, so we're going to take some time to do that. Right now, we got Matt Blackwood. Say hello. The master of sound effects. And Ed Greer.
I don't have a sound effect.
Make a sound effect, fuckface.
Yeah, I did.
That worked.
I did
good
that.
Job, man.
I did that. That wasn't Matt on the floor.
And we also have Mandy D.
Hello. Oh, I don't sound like I'm... Oh, there you are.
Yay. We got our guy Nick in the booth fixing that sound. Thank you, Nick.
Was that another sound effect?
Now it's just me breathing.
Me taking a flight of
stairs. Someone's a creeper.
You taking a flight of stairs. All right, so...
Why do they put the McDonald's upstairs? I don't understand.
John Panette's whole act comes out.
Yes, let's get started with that. I fucking hate any comedian that their entire thing is just describing the way they look.
Yeah.
Whether it's ethnicity, whether it's, yeah, I got it. You're fat. You know what I mean? Do you really have an hour about what it's like for you to be fat? I get it. I know other people that are fat. They don't bitch about it for a fucking hour.
Hey, John Panette has not only the physical aspects of being fat, but the emotional, psychological, and spiritual aspects of being fat. You know what I mean? Just like so much. Like there's
all people, comedians have the psychological aspects of being fat,
though. That still sounds better than an hour of I'm a hot girl.
Oh, God, those are the worst.
Yeah, those are the worst. But those girls are never funny. At least John Panette has two or three minutes of funniness.
Not even that hot.
That's true.
Yeah, that's
usually
true.
It's just some girl that's like, ugh.
Well, that's actually my.
Why are you just staring at my tits? Why are you staring at my tits? And you're like,
I'm really not.
No, we're all just waiting for you to say something funny. That's
also,
why you're on that stage.
I'm staring at your tits not to see your ugly ass face.
Oh, mean. You guys are mean.
What?
Burn.
What? Have you met those
girls?
Burn
like Johnny Storm.
Were you at the same open mic that this happened to me? Some girl came on stage who was not a good looking person and. Nobody clapped for her. And then she said, oh, yeah, I miss Wisconsin because in Wisconsin, I'm a 10 and in L.A., I'm a 6. And it was like, no, you're not. In Wisconsin, you're a 4. And here you're like a 2.
Oh,
like she was chubby. But even if she lost weight, you couldn't fix what was on her face. And you know, the reason behind that, though, and this is my complaint, is dudes will fuck anything. Well, and so she thinks because dudes try to fuck her that means she's attractive, which is not true. It just means that she has a vagina.
That is an interesting thing. You're basically, okay, I think we all have the idea of the bubble. We all understand the concept of the bubble that attractive people, and especially attractive women, because men are idiots, attractive women have no idea what regular life is like for regular people.
Yeah.
That they live their entire lives. People are so nice to them and always doing shit for them. Mm. You know what I mean?
You don't even have to be an attractive woman.
No, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. Like, even an ugly woman has like a weird
But the
bubble.
The difference is, I get laid... But I know what I look like. I know I'm not even near a fucking 10. You know what I mean? I know I'm not really near a 6. I'm probably right around an average looking dude.
But see, you know the insidious part about all this shit is that you said it yourself. You don't look that great to you and all that kind of bullshit. But like chicks dig something else about you. You have other
whatever
value.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah, you have other value. We're almost saying that chicks can't have other value.
But they can.
You're almost saying that chicks can't have other value. And sometimes chicks even say that they...
Maybe this is a comedian thing, but I feel like, and I don't know how other dudes feel like, so I can only say this from my point of view as a comedian. When I see a girl be funny, who's a comic who's funny, she's a lot hotter to me immediately.
Yeah.
And I've seen girls who were just average looking become that 7 or that 8 just from being hilarious and smart or even interesting to talk to.
Yeah.
Or being into nerd shit.
I know I'm not a 10, but I think I'm amazing and that Matt is super lucky to have me.
He is.
He definitely is. And you're strong as an ox.
And how about...
I am really strong.
I heard about that when you helped Klee move.
It's fucking
Mandy
amazing.
Mandy helped Klee move. Apparently she like moved a couch by herself or something.
Dude, Mandy and fucking also, what's her name? Haley.
Haley Boyle.
Haley Boyle.
Yeah.
Haley Boyle is so fucking strong, it's retarded.
Yeah, but she's like 6'4".
Yeah, but if Haley and Mandy made a fucking superhero team, like Haley would throw Mandy at stuff and Mandy would throw Haley at stuff and it'd just be fucking amazing.
That would be pretty good superhero team.
I'm going to start a group of just freakishly strong women.
That sounds awesome.
Because I don't think I look like I would be strong. Like, I'm not super muscly looking.
Mm-mm.
Thank God.
Yeah, that's awkward. You ever dated a girl who was super muscular?
I have not.
Ed?
A muscly girl wasn't like me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I dated one girl who was like, had the same size muscles I do. And I'm like, not a big dude, but like, I got arm muscles. So when a girl has the same size arm muscles I have, I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, was that our standard for muscly? Because I have dated girls that have the same size muscles as Ron.
I'm showing off my muscles.
If you were Ron,
Ron's a little cut. It's a little unexpected
for a little dude.
He's wiry.
Wiry is the correct word.
Yeah, Ron swallows fight to their burger.
It's true. Speaking of fighting to the burger, the entire episode today, in case we didn't mention it, is just going to be the nerdy rants.
Yeah, we're just going to rant about things that piss us off because this is our last show. We might as well be as pissed off as we can possibly.
Also, we had guests planned. And both of their plans fell through something. Yep. Anyway, but what are you going to do?
Well, I'm here, so.
And that's all that counts.
We are joined by the illustrious Mandy.
Yeah, and see, she had a better podcast to do, too, and then she decided to jinx them and come over each
other. Yeah, fuck
you.
Jip them. Mm-hmm. Jip them, yeah.
Something.
Ditch those fuck faces.
Ditch them, yeah.
Hey, Mandy, are you angry?
I'm not.
Oh.
You will be. You will be.
You know, that's probably that's like one of my favorite lines from Star Wars. I wish they'd had a line like that in the new Star Wars. Something that like really set out like rather than like I killed
Are
the
you
younglings.
Disappointed, audience?
You will be. You will be.
Are you not entertained? No, I'm not.
No, really. No. Get your shit together. Awful. Get your
that's
shit
what
together.
I say to Gladiator. Are you not entertained? No.
Nope.
Try getting an editor for your fucking fight scenes.
I mentioned to somebody the other day that Gladiator is probably the most overrated Best Picture winner that I've experienced in a few years.
More than Titanic?
That's harsh. You know, that's close.
It's the fact that it's that close.
Who did Titanic go up against?
LA Confidential.
LA
Confidential, which is one of the greatest movies of all time.
Yeah, that's a whole.
That movie's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it is.
That's so, I think Gladiator, I think I'm going to go, by the way, Christopher Edwards, who is a former guest, he had a great podcast called Movies on Trial. And I think I'm going to go on and just trash Gladiator for an hour. So you'll enjoy listening to that.
That'd be good.
That's awesome.
Because
also,
Gladiator.
He knows archery.
Does he? Christopher Edwards?
Yeah. He knows archery.
That's badass.
It's really interesting.
He
you should listen to our show, Ron.
Then
he wants to be called Katniss. Now that I have
Ron, you are part of the problem. You are one of the many people that didn't listen to our show.
Well, now that I have time, I actually can. I've been fired from all of my jobs, so that's good. I'm looking forward to not having jobs so that I can.
Do you have a nerdy rant about that? Or is it? Oh wait, is this a non-nerdy rant?
No, this would just be depression.
Okay, no depression.
Like, hey
no
guys,
depression.
By the way, I can't get a job and I'm 36. How's it going?
No depression. All
okay.
Anger.
I can rant about my work.
Mandy, give us a rant about your work.
Where do you work?
I work in a coffee shop.
Okay. Let's not name it.
It just is to be not. Safe.
Does it rhyme with Schmarbucks?
It is not.
Okay.
People bring in their giant ass dogs, and I'm like, is that a service dog? No. Okay, well, he needs to go outside. And then I get a big lecture about how, like, their pit bull or whatever, you know, that's a stereotype and their dog is not going to attack anyone. And I'm, you know, hurting the breed as a whole. And I'm like, dude, this is a restaurant.
You have fucking fur on your animal. It can get in people's food and coffee. Get your dog out of the fucking food store.
Yeah, it's like, if he's not a service dog and you can't show me the papers, then...
Are you blind? No? Then well, get the fuck out!
You know what? I think it's weird about what people who bond with animals hella much. Like, I think it's cultural, too, because like, I've never seen a black person in that position. And Mandy may correct me, but I've never seen some brother come in with a radio on his shoulder and a big ass mastiff that he don't want to leave outside. Yeah. I've never seen that shit.
We have outdoor seating for your dogs.
Yeah, right. Like I agree.
I'm not gonna bring my fucking cat.
Or with like dogs in bags or cats in bags. Like brothers and sisters leave their animals where they're supposed to be.
You're not seeing a Mexican person going in there like, this is my baby. I mean, along with my 8 children, like this is my other baby. You know what I mean? Like that's not happening either.
The only dog I'll let sit in is like this pug because I love his stupid face.
Pugs are pretty cute.
Pugs do have adorable stupid
Although pugs
faces.
With their goddamn noises, because they make noises in their sleep too. And it's like...
he sounds like a warthog.
But you know what? That brings me to my favorite of
To be fair,
rants.
I make noises in my sleep too.
All right, fair enough.
You know what? I really can't stand dog breeds. Like dog breeds in general. Like I think every dog should be a mutt. This whole conception of like, yo, we're gonna pure breed this thing and breed it so much that it's 4 inches long, or breed it so much that we got to chop its tail off and its ears off.
If you can give me a dog that's 4 inches that I can just put in my pocket, I'm kind of for that. Like ordinarily, eugenics gets me a little nervous, but when you're talking about a pocket-sized dog, I mean, when you say miniature poodle, and you really mean miniature poodle.
Yeah, if
like I Honey, could, I Shrunk the Kids type of small.
If I could have a 4-inch pit bull, that would be dope. Because like people would come at you and you just throw it in their mouth.
Take that, motherfucker.
Dude, if they could do that, We Bought a Zoo doesn't have to be a movie anymore. That can be a reality for all of us.
I'm just saying all that miniature stuff. And because I was watching Best in Show the other day, which is a great movie, brilliant. And it really...
I did extra work on that show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, long time.
And it really shows you about that culture. And did that come on like magic?
That's
crazy.
That is the slowest sound effect. Fuck that sound effect.
What was that?
I'm deleting it. It's movie projector.
Oh.
It's supposed to go like the flipping noise, whatever, but it just takes forever to get started doing it.
You son of a bitch. I thought the world was
ending. I thought the air conditioner came on.
I thought it was the air conditioner too.
Yeah.
Were you?
You know what? While we're at it, let's find out what Oblivion is, because I've been curious all this fucking time and I haven't wanted to risk it.
Hold on.
It's like a John Carpenter soundtrack. It's fucking awesome. That's what it is.
Hold on. This is a story of a man who knows no bounds. In a world ravaged by fear, one spy
will rant his nerdy rants
upon the world.
Wait, why is a spy?
Because nerds always want to be spies. Does this keep going?
Yeah, this is like 4 minutes long. Now that there's that voice in it though, now it sounds like a song from Drive.
Yeah, no, this is Drive.
Oh.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I think I was about to say, it's my point of view.
that was the worst cover
of My Prerogative that's ever been made.
Maybe we should name our next show POV.
We're discovering
people
stuff
think
on
it's
the
porn
board on the very last day of the show. That's pretty hilarious.
That's awesome.
So speaking of soundboard, one of my nerdy rants here, I've been keeping a list since we started doing the show.
Uh-huh.
I don't mean this episode. I mean like since I've been on, whatever. Anyway, hotkeys. There are a lot of hotkey combinations that I don't know who the fuck is using these motherfuckers, but we're talking about like 1 out of 1,000 people even knows they exist. But all of a sudden, all I was trying to do typing on my computer was capitalize the letter U, and suddenly I've deleted my entire goddamn document. And you're like, what the fuck did I just do? It's like, oh, well, you know, 3 people who like Macs, you know, they like Apples, they like having those weird hotkey combinations. So secret hotkey combinations, go fuck yourself.
Okay.
A secret hotkey combination that deletes your document. That's pretty terrible.
Dude, I don't know how many times when I do my job, I'm typing on the website, right? Like on WordPress, whatever. And I've hit the hidden, which like if I knew what it was, I could avoid it. But I've hit the hidden.
Have you tried Googling it?
I've hit the hidden keyword or hotkeys combination that makes me go back 2 pages. I don't know how many fucking times.
Well, maybe you should work on your typing skills.
Yeah, but
well,
why don't you slow
down? I have the
same
problem is that on my laptop, there's a button that starts the DVD player and I never want it started. I'm always playing games and I always die because I can't see what I'm fighting. And then I have to run back to my body.
You know, you guys.
So this is not a DVD player button, whatever. This is if you press F and, up key or something like that, right?
I'm just trying to drink a potion.
Hot key combination.
And suddenly my DVD player is starting and I'm like, oh shit, I'm going to die. And then I do.
You know, we're not crazy. Look, there are going to be other people out here listening to this going, fucking yes. Thank you for finally saying that.
No, no, you're right.
Today's episode of First World Problems.
Yeah, that's what I was about
to
say.
Speaking of which, First World Problems is the very next thing on my nerdy rants list. So let's just go ahead and write into it.
Right.
Yeah, I fucking hate the fucking goddamn phrase First World Problems.
Tell us how you really feel about it,
baby.
You said the F word twice in a sentence.
Okay, first world problems. Guess what? We all have fucking problems. Yep. We have to accept that as a fucking culture, America, all of us, almost, a goodly fucking portion of us are way up on Maslow's hierarchy of needs. That's and true. Our problems are going to be first world problems. You don't have to remind me every fucking time I say, oh shit, I can't think of how to end this. I can't think of a good button for this scene that I'm writing. You don't have to remind me, you know, kids got AIDS in Africa. It's like, well, what do you want me to fucking do about it? I'm writing.
You know what I want
I'm
you to do?
I'm writing a story.
I want you to cure AIDS.
Yeah, exactly. You know what you should be doing?
Get your shit together.
Science,
with your absolutely no information about science, you should probably be out curing AIDS instead of writing that screenplay.
With your absolutely no information about science. That's my favorite.
I have less information about science than the
really
goddamn GOP.
Ooh, it well, has none.
But you know what? You know what, though? I think it still is the crux of, like, I think that people who are really annoying with it, who want to be, like, mad at you for having first world problems, yeah, those people need to be crucified in some way. But in regards to, like, I think a lot of us do get really wrapped up in our first world problems to the point where we make them be like, I don't have any water. Like,
yeah.
Like, dude, I talked to a chick that didn't have Wi-Fi. She wasn't trying to apply for anything. She wasn't missing anything. She just didn't have Wi-Fi for a short time, and she went fucking hysterical. And I'm sorry, that makes us weaker than people who can sit in the dirt all day and not think
about
it.
We don't need to compare her to... To people,
don't to
we don't need to compare,
compare her to somebody in America.
That's exactly my point. We don't need to compare her to somebody that's being massacred by Pol Pot. We can compare her now to somebody next to her that isn't bitching about the fucking Wi-Fi.
Well, for instance,
look at everybody around you. See how they're not bitching?
Yeah,
you act
person,
like them.
That person.
Well,
that
for
you're
instance,
try a new subroutine.
That,
shut the fuck
that
up.
Person
yeah, the other day I was
loves the fact that they're in America and doesn't bitch about Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So yeah, you don't compare them to Pol Pot with flies on his face, but you definitely don't have to go that far to find somebody
and
not
to
a
be
pussy
all,
about all this
yeah
shit.
Not to be all like cheesy about this, but I was walking on the street the other day, and this is actually near Christmas, right, just before Christmas, and I was walking by a post office, and the line was out the fucking door. We're talking 45 people all holding presents and shit, just
nobody
looking,
realized it was Saturday,
looking depressed or whatever. And no, not even that. And then I'm like, man, I wouldn't want to be in that line. And then I look over on my left side, and there's a dude digging for bottles in a trash can. And I thought to myself, well, I bet he would like to be in the line sending some presents to people who care about him.
Right.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like,
right,
he was at the front of the trash can line, though.
Yeah. Well, yes, he was first. Yeah. He didn't have to wait to collect bottles.
I was in the office at Christmas and saw a fight break up between an old Russian woman and a man on crutches with a broken leg.
That's awesome.
Well, who won?
She did.
Nice.
Yeah.
Of course she did.
Because you don't mess with old Russian women.
Don't fuck with babushka.
Yeah, and then like her five gigantic Russian sons came in.
Always good.
Oh, wow. Do they have tattoos on their neck?
I don't know. It was cold.
My brother has a tattoo on his neck.
Really?
Yeah, it has it's a tattoo of a 666 in Roman numerals.
Well, my buddy Mac Lindsay is a comedian at the Comedy Store. He has a cobra on his neck. And I just think, man, you can't do nothing but be a comedian.
You're done.
Like, you're done.
Yeah, you got nothing.
Yeah, I mean, dude, even a place that would hire you with a tattoo on your neck would never hire you with
you
a
know
cobra
the weirdest,
on your neck.
You want to know the weirdest tattoo of that I've seen? And it's just in my personal life?
I don't think even as a herpetologist... at a fucking zoo,
right.
I still think they would go like, ooh, cobra on the neck? I don't know.
I don't know about that decision.
I love snakes so much. It's like, yeah.
My girlfriend's best friend has my girlfriend's name tattooed on her neck in a heart. It says Dea on the side of her neck
Okay, Ron?
Yeah. They're not.
This whole podcast has just been an intervention for us to finally get you to admit this.
You don't have a girlfriend?
Your girlfriend is gay.
No, she's not. Strangely enough.
Your girlfriend is gay.
No, neither one of them.
Your girlfriend's best friend is gay.
I think she would break up with me if that was the case. That's the thing. Like, I think she would just be like, look, I like eating pussy. Yeah, no, I don't. It's not like I'm providing anything.
You can't
anything.
Be a beard if you can't grow a beard.
Yeah, I can't grow a beard. I don't know if you've seen that.
No, but I think it's cute though.
I like art. Don't get me wrong, but
no, I do think they're a bit codependent. But you know, it's
hey, what are you
going to
do? They're hilarious. She also has a tattoo of a Cylon The Battlestar Galactica thing, Cyberdyne Systems, and
she's both gay Slytherin. And a robot.
Yeah, she's a gay robot.
She's a grobot.
She's goddamn she's toaster is what she is.
She's a grobot.
You motherfucker.
Hold on. Did you just say Cyberdyne Systems and she's on the side of the fucking robots? What the fuck?
I think so.
Who's on the side of the robot?
She always likes to pretend to be a bad guy. That's why. You know Mia.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she likes to be a bad guy. Who wants to be a bad guy? I always wanted to be a good guy.
Well, that's why I'm mad that Klee got fucking Darth Vader's stupid TIE fighter on her arm. I'm just like, dude, you're commemorating the losers. Yeah. They lose.
And get the X-Wing.
The TIE fighter is a better design than the X-Wing.
That's the thing. The enemy shit is always going to be doper. Cobra shit was so much sicker than G.I. Joe shit, yep. 9 times out of 10. Except for that stupid hiss.
Decepticons looked badass.
Yeah, Decepticons are always... Decepticons can fly and Autobot just got to roll around. The Grand Canyon would defeat Optimus Prime. That's bullshit.
Well, he'd walk across it, but he couldn't drive. You're right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's a pussy.
Wasn't there one version where he like converted into like a hovering diesel or something?
There's a version of Beast Wars where he could fly. He had like jets on his back and stuff.
Yeah.
Yada, yada, yada.
Can we talk about G.I. Joes for a second?
The new G.I. Joe movie coming out, or?
No. When I was little, and my brothers had all the G.I. Joe toys, even the girl ones, they would not let me be the girls. And then G.I. Joes had a dog, and they would not let me be the dog. But they let me be, like, the tent and their fort, like their base.
So what, your brothers wanted to be inside you?
They went off and had like G.I. Joe adventures and I had to stay at base camp.
They wanted to sleep under you so that you could protect them?
Do nothing. I got to be the building.
That's so funny.
Your brothers are fucked up.
You know what? You know, we always had when I was a kid was the, it was always the knockoff G.I. Joes.
Special
forces. Yeah, here's five of them for $1.99.
Dude, hey, there's like 15 dudes.
Hey, it's not He-Man, but it is Strongman.
Yeah, dude, there's Strongman, and there's like a dude with big mustache. they don't even have any special like powers.
I wish I could have been off-brand guy with mustache.
Yeah, dude, you were yearning to be off-brand mustache.
There was Mailman. He was just, mailman. M-A-L-E man.
You know what I did have, though, in the real deal G.I. Joe?
The mailman was the one that did those awesome dunks, right?
Yeah. That's Carmelo.
Carmelo sucks. There was a communications officer in G.I. Joe named something, Audio Wave or some stupid shit. I had him.
Nice.
I was a completist. I wanted my guys to be able to communicate.
That's important.
On the field.
Yeah, they have to have that.
They have to have the communications officer. Yeah,
how are you going to organize all your attacks?
And I'm telling you, they started winning. That's all I'm saying.
They started winning communication. Yeah.
And then I would even do shit like I would do missions where I would make Snake Eyes not go with the G.I. Joes. Like, Snake Eyes has shit to do. And I would take Snake Eyes and put him away somewhere, and I would send these douche Joes off to do it, knowing damn well it was going to be mega hard without Snake Eyes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, dude, I used to love to do that.
That's awesome.
That was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Having a great time right now talking about toys and shit, man. I had Metroplex.
I could never afford Metroplex.
Yeah, I got lucky with that one. For a short period of time, I lived with... my dad married a woman who had a shit together, had her shit together, and she had parents who also had their shit together, so they bought me presents for a little while. It was awesome.
Oh, wow.
And so I had a few years where, like, I had toys. It was great.
A few years where I had toys.
I mean, you know, I would still build my own robots out of Legos quite often.
Come on, man, with your first world problems.
Yeah, I was 15.
Call back.
Still building robots out of Legos because shit had gone wrong. You spend a lot of time grounded in your room. It's
building stuff. I would never stop my kid from building stuff. No. Matter of fact, like anything where my kid would want to build something, like if my kid was into SimCity and stuff like that, I would think that was really cool.
Yeah.
You know, or like whatever.
Okay, let's talk about this. One of the things I remember we were going to talk about with cartoons was people always saying that cartoons are only for kids. Like a lot of people actually tell me that all the time. Like, cartoons are only for kids. Really? Like you think Vampire Hunter's for kids?
Even though if you look at the origins of a lot of cartoons, the Warner Brothers cartoons, those were not for children. Children did not understand the blackface references, number one.
Yeah, probably not.
And children definitely didn't understand, like, you know, some of the sexualization of Bugs Bunny. Yeah. They didn't understand, like, the hunting metaphor and the blah, blah, blah. They didn't understand a lot of that stuff.
They were to make adults laugh with shit you couldn't normally
right.
do.
And there was references to, like, you know, the come up on Shimmy sometime type celebrities and shit like that, Jimmy yeah. Durante. What do kids know about that?
Nothing.
So it was for adults to watch before movies. And back then, everybody went to movies, adults, kids, and everybody. So yeah. they were, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So fuck yeah. those people. Fuck those people. Those people yeah, who but tell me on. That
G.I. Joe
because I like
youth,
Superman that I'm like
G.I.
a child.
G.I. Joe from our youth was not for grown-ups.
No, fuck no.
You know what I mean?
Nor right. was
like,
the
even,
X-Men
even
character.
Cartoons now. Like, yeah. I mean, there are so many jokes when I'm watching them. Cartoons, like grown-ass women do, that I'm like, there's no way like my 11-year-old brother would understand that joke.
Yeah, 11-year-old
brother. Shows like Avengers, Earth's Mightiest Heroes, and Superhero Squad, and Phineas and Ferb, they're always throwing that shit in because the writers are funny adults,
yeah.
and they're going to, they can't not write funny adult stuff.
Oh my God, mm-hmm. I love Superhero Squad. I don't even care how like happy they all look with their giant hands and feet. I don't even care. That show's amazing.
Well, then if there's feats being drawn, then you know that Liefeld's not involved.
Yeah.
Quentin Tarantino's making a movie of it. Oh!
Hey!
One thing I wanted to talk about, I went on a nerd rant. I was on the panel at WonderCon.
Yeah.
And I was on a show, and basically there was Scott Lobdell was on the panel.
Yeah.
And he had North Star come out like 20 years ago. He was responsible for that.
Face of North Star?
No, North Star.
North Star. Okay.
Yeah.
The gay Canadian X-Men.
Yeah, now I remember.
Exactly.
The one with the weird sister thing. Hey, weirdly, the Frenchie one who had a weird obsession with his sister, he is the one that turned out to be gay. Can you guys believe that?
That's crazy. So he we were
the
talking
one with
about
the skin tight outfit that made him look like Brian Boitano. Turns out
he really did look like a figure skater. So we were on the panel talking about stuff, and one of the things that they were talking about was Wonder Woman. And I want now that Mandy's in here. Somebody said Wonder Woman was stupid. I said that Wonder Woman was stupid and that she should represent war and all this jazz. And then we got to talking about like powerful characters in general, you know. And I was thinking they're bringing back Marvel Man. Marvel Man is like a god of a character. He can reshape the world and all this jazz.
Yeah.
They're bringing him back and putting him in the Marvel Universe and making him go join a team or something. I'm like, why the fuck would you put God on a team?
Yeah.
Why the fuck? You guys can barely handle Silver Surfer. He's too powerful for
you
guys to keep doing.
Putting him on
a
team with the Son and the Holy Ghost?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they are. And God. God's on
it. I'm just saying, it's so fucking retarded to me that, like, number one, that you're bringing Marvel Man into the Marvel Universe and also bringing Angela from Neil Gaiman's books into the Marvel Universe. The why on any of that? And it's lame. Super powerful characters are lame.
Well, and that's
they're
why
always
unless
lame.
All of them like that's why DC works is because every character besides your few, your Batman and even your Batman is like he's super powerful because
Batman's the most powerful character.
He's always prepared for everything because he takes his time and figures everything out. You know what I mean? So when you're on those levels and you're using all powerful characters, that's great. But one of the best things we were talking about this as well is that the thing that's coolest about Marvel is that all of their characters have such flaws.
Right.
And have such weaknesses that they have to overcome through like
there's
perseverance
there,
and character that
every single one
makes
has
it better
a hole
stories.
In their game. Every single one of them can be defeated by a multitude of sort of people and all this kind of jazz. So like when you read something like Marvel Man, but how are you supposed to make that interesting? It's
there's
not
no risk.
Interesting.
There's no risk. If you can make a remake over the world, what's the fucking risk?
And like when I was reading a Wonder Woman comic, Wonder Woman has never fought anybody that can beat her. She fights this chick named the Cheetah who would get beat up by Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But she fights this chick to the death every time they fight. It's like the lamest thing ever.
She should be taking on soups.
It's like it's really like Superman tussling with a fire hydrant.
I hate what they do with Wonder Woman.
They never do a good thing with
Gail
Wonder Woman.
Gail Simone started and they're like, oh, she really modernizes Wonder Woman, real woman problems. Like her heel broke when she, and I'm like, fuck that noise. I want Wonder Woman. She's a fucking Amazon. She should just be like stabbing dudes in the throat and not worrying about her high fucking heels.
Yep.
How about she gets cancer? She just lops off her tits.
Well, I think she should just.
She should probably cut off one so that she's better with a bow.
Yep. Exactly. Why the Last Man style?
Yeah.
That's what I'm
Except
talking about.
Except that I'm a hypocrite because I'm also like, why did they have to cut Miss Marvel's hair? She was so pretty before.
that did really annoy me, though, the butching up of Miss Marvel. They basically were saying she can't be both a woman and a super powerful. We're going to make you a super powerful character or whatever.
With a little bit of masculine.
By butching her up. And it's like, she can't be both?
Yeah.
But she's, I don't know, man.
But
she's,
I just want Wonder Woman to fucking go toe-to-toe with people like... Like, have her fight Lobo. How fucking cool would that be? If she's on that type of strength level, and they show that, and she's fucking going toe-to-toe with Lobo.
She needs to be, like, I think they need to do a storyline with her where she just goes, you know what? There's a bunch of monsters that we allow to fuck us over every day, and I'm just going to go kill them all.
Yeah.
And if you guys want to stop me, that's cool, but you know you can't. You know the stuff that you would have to do to stop me. Yeah. And you won't do it.
Because you guys don't have
She should have been
to...
doing, shit, what team was
Superpowered Punisher.
Manchester Black
yep.
on?
The Elite.
Yeah. She should have been doing that shit.
Yeah.
And
No,
I'm going to kill this dude or else he's just going to keep fucking up.
Wonder Woman being such a warrior, being such a general of the Amazons, should basically take a cadre of Amazons and be like, okay, look, here's our hit squad. Here are our seven targets. Here are the seven worst.
First thing, Lex Luthor. Let's go kill him.
Yeah, here are the seven worst people in the DC universe. And then everybody's like, what's the DC universe? And she's like, never mind. Just pay attention. No, but then, and she goes after them. And when they realize what she's doing, then they send groups of like Justice League guys to protect these fucking villains from her each time. And then she has to fight through them and then take out the villains, whatever. Yeah. A 7-issue miniseries. Each one is a different
target. And you can even imagine Batman being like, I don't know if I should stop her. You know what I mean? Like, he'll think about it.
No, he'd absolutely stop her. He would, but
he'd think about it.
I don't think he'd even think about it because he lets that. How many fucking dudes has the Joker killed?
Yeah.
Batman could kill him. Batman could kill him anytime he wanted.
Depending on which run he'd. No, still didn't.
I mean, and that's the funny thing. Like, I really find it funny that, like, they keep Batman as this character who will never, 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 never kill. But I think when you let these type of characters kill a couple times, it makes the kills seem really important. You know what I mean?
Like, yes, like, he doesn't have to be the Punisher killing every dude.
Right.
But
when someone's so crazy and they keep escaping and killing everybody.
And when you have... Like thousands in fact, of people in your kill count.
When the Elite, when we were watching, well, I think we all watched the Elite, and fucking when he kills the fucking Atomic Skull, you're like, yeah, he just incinerated like 1,000 people in front of you.
I don't know where I said this, but I fucking hated at the end where Superman's like, look at all you people looking at this villain's dead body. I'm going to cover him with my cape. And I'm like, oh, what about the kid crying over his dead dad? You're not going to cover his dad's body with your cape? Yeah. Fuck you, Superman. I fucking hate you.
He doesn't have enough cape to go around. No, I just think it's really...
There used to be a skull here.
Well, I was reading a Daredevil story the other day, and like basically this dude Nuke was blowing up like Harlem and blowing up Hell's Kitchen and stuff like that, just shooting random people. Every time he shot his gun, people died. And it was terrible. And he was flying around.
That guy's an excellent shot.
But basically, because he was shooting these super rockets and stuff like that. So he was blowing stuff up every time he shot his gun. So basically, Daredevil messed around and got the Gat away from him. And the helicopter that was taking this guy all around to shoot all this stuff, Daredevil shot this helicopter and blew up the pilot and like two people inside. And it was just like, I'm sorry, just forgive me. And then he just shot him and blew him up. He's like, dude, what am I going to do? Throw a batarang at this helicopter? You know what I mean? There should be times when the hero has to make that sort of decision. They need to live with it, too. Like, I think it'd be really great if Batman killed the Joker on public television. Everybody saw it, and then he had to kind of go on trial. Or, like, he was a future.
Or Spider-Man straight up killed Green Goblin.
Any zero-tolerance policy that doesn't allow for any change, no matter what, is going to be wrong. You're basically saying like, hey, look, we're going to be wrong X amount of times, whatever. You know, so if you say I absolutely will not kill no matter what, it's like, well, you not killing that one guy, no question at all. You not killing that one guy allows him to kill these three people. That's worse.
Oh yeah, and like we're saying, at least in fiction, you have the. We do it in real life all the time, killing people who we suppose, who we said killed somebody. We don't have as much evidence as Superman could have.
Yeah.
So at least in your fiction, at least live out that fantasy. It's like I told you, I don't like gangster rap. Gangster rap, a bunch of brothers could be killing a bunch of other black people. Gangster rap is supposed to be a fantasy. Shoot some white folks in your songs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If it, what kind of Negro kills Negroes in his fantasies?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's disgusting. So it's like, I want, as long as we're going to fantasize some shit, fantasize a hero that can really do something.
That was see, that's that was why Wonder Woman only fights other women in skin-tight costumes.
Exactly, because it's a fantasy. They would never, and that's, she never gets to beat up no white dude. She never gets to beat up a subjugated white
Maxwell
dude.
Maxwell Lord.
Yeah, she broke his neck.
Also, let's give Wonder Woman a tan. She's a fucking Amazonian, right?
I mean, well, she's supposed to be Greek.
So you're hanging out in the goddamn jungle.
She's supposed to be Greek. She's the whitest. She's the whitest Greek person I ever saw.
Yeah,
but you know,
well, Elektra. Elektra in the Daredevil movie.
Sometimes they let her be Greek in the comics.
Oh, no. Yeah. In comics. I'm just saying in the movie.
Yeah.
That was one white Greek chick.
Yeah. I mean, but Jennifer Garner has a big-ass Jay Leno chin, dude. I ain't never thought that broad was sexy, dude.
Me either.
She's all right.
She's kind of...
I like weird chicks. I love Christina Ricci with her giant head.
They made up for it by casting Jessica Alba as the whitest woman in the Marvel Universe.
That's true. But the problem is that doesn't make up for it because they didn't let her be Hispanic as the whitest woman. They whited her ass up with hair dye color
correction.
And was
she supposed to be Johnny Storm, a.k.a. Captain America's brother, but they didn't look anything alike?
Correct.
Yeah.
You know who would have been great for that? In fact, if they reboot it,
Elizabeth Banks.
Elizabeth Banks would be a fucking perfect.
I think so.
They should reboot it because it could be a great. It could be a great movie.
I think they're going to do that. And the one thing that they've got to really concentrate on is that the Fantastic Four. If anybody hasn't read the comic books, and it's okay if you haven't because most of them suck. But the thing about the Fantastic Four that's really cool is before breakfast, they've gone to 3 parallel dimensions and defeated like an invading wave of cosmic dudes. And then they eat some shredded wheat, go to a couple charity appearances, and then they have another adventure.
It's because they're explorers who sometimes have to fight.
Right. And see, I think that's very interesting about them. If they were really to talk about how like most of Fantastic Four's adventures are like
earth-shattering situations.
Yeah, and they go out and seek them too. They're not kicking it, waiting for stuff to happen. They go seek stuff out and have adventures.
Yeah, it's Reed Richards guys like fucking information.
Have you guys noticed that Reed Richards is like super abusive as a husband?
Yeah, he's not great. Character-wise,
well, he's
if you're
emotionally
going to,
neglectful. I don't know.
Well,
about
he's always
abusive.
Like telling her to shut up.
Well, she should shut up. He's smarter than her.
Character-wise, I felt like the
she's careful. More
you're
powerful
dating Clee.
Than him.
That's absolutely true. She's
I
the
felt
most powerful.
Like she could murder him.
I felt like the movies
chick in the Marvel Universe. Go.
I felt like the movies. Now you're supposed to interrupt me again.
Did someone interrupt Matt Blackwood?
Yeah.
That never happened. And Matt Blackwood never interrupts anybody, does he?
The hunter has become the hunted.
The student has become the master.
So wait a minute. Do you have something you want to say?
But I just want to...
Go ahead.
I think in order to
shut up, baby, it's my turn.
in order to get those movies right, I think they Chris Evans did a great job with Johnny Storm, and I thought Michael Chiklis did a good job with The Thing. The problem is in order to get those movies right, you've got to get Mr. Fantastic. In order to get the comic right, you have to nail Mr. Fantastic.
Right.
You have to have a Mr. Fantastic that people like. And the truth is, there are smart characters that people like. People like fucking House. He's the smartest guy in the room. He's kind of a dick, and people love him. And you know what? Sherlock Holmes is the smartest guy in the room, and he's kind of a dick, and people love him.
It's hard to show a smart guy to a bunch of dumb kids, though. I think it was very interesting how they played this.
Doctor Who is the smartest guy in the room. He's kind of an asshole, and people love him.
Doctor Who gives a shit. Here's the thing.
Look, it's not our fault that you hate British people, all right?
It's British people's fault I hate British people. But all I'm saying is, like, basically... That what you just said, the him being kind of a jerk and da da da. I just really think they don't know how to write smart characters and they don't know
how
to make
them compelling.
Yeah, how come we're all
dicks? How come smart people are all dicks? Is that what we've got to do?
No, but I just feel like that's not even the case. I mean, when you look in the comic books, he's never a dick to anybody.
Yeah.
If you came up to him, the most troglodytic dumbass, he would be like, well, you see, string theory works like this. And he'd have explained it to you really awesomely in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
That's
and how
the kind
come
of smart
all the smartest
person
people
he is.
In the Marvel Universe and probably DC too are all dudes? Where are the smart women in comics?
Good call.
That is a...
That's why I love the idea to and make
it takes
his
all
daughter.
Of my willpower to not say, where are the smart women in real life? I couldn't... I don't want to say that because I actually don't...
Ron.
I don't believe
it.
Yes,
true.
But are you smarter?
She's incredible. Dude, you're in a small room. She could get to you and smash you before you can, she has to think about how smart you were.
But no, she is super smart.
No, she's a sniper. But
my ex-wife was 1,000 times smarter than me.
No, well, I think in comics there's a few of them, but just like in real life, they don't really trumpet their smartness. They just kind of castigate them for it. Like Moira McTaggart.
Yeah,
she's really smart.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Hanging out with homeboy.
Then why can't she say the word have?
How does she say it?
H-A-E every time.
Hey,
you kinda hear that? You kinda hear that
is
much
she,
power?
Is she even alive?
I don't think so.
I think they killed her off a long time
ago.
Yeah,
I think she's been dead for a while.
Oh, and I think Kitty Pryde is very smart.
Yep.
I think Kitty Pryde has become one of
my
the
comic
minds.
Girlfriend.
Yeah, I think she's become one of the great minds of comics. And I think, yeah.
But I was going to say,
I love the idea that they made Val Richards, Reed Richards' daughter, that they made her like even smarter than he is.
That's
a recent addition, and it's a great call.
Oh yeah, yeah. She really sees things like 5 steps ahead.
And of course, like the idea that she's that smart and that young makes her like ridiculously precocious and interesting.
Yeah,
I mean, that's as interesting as Hit Girl, with just being like a more positive version. You know, it's somebody that is a super crazy powerful little girl. You know, the thing that we're seeing about her is not that she's able to, you know, talk shit with the best of them and chop people up, whatever. It's that she's able to talk circles around you and, you know, figure everything out before you do. And you're like, what?
Well, that's what I thought was interesting about Damien. Can we talk about Damien being dead?
Yeah, we can talk about that. Spoiler alert, for those of you listening, there's stuff that happens in the Batman series. You should know about it. And if you don't want to know about it, don't listen.
Man, I just really lament that because, like, we talk about Batman a lot on this show, and I just really think the Batman and Robin dynamic, everybody's been talking about how it's gay and how it's this and how it's that, but for the first time in comics, you know, Batman had a kid with him, but the kid was his son. The son was Robin. The son was able to be Robin because he was, like, 10 years old, but he got raised for the past 10 years by assassins, unbeknownst to Batman. So Batman retrieves him from these fucked up assassins and goes, damn, you're the kid I never knew about. Let me show you the ways of good. And they do that whole story, and he's raised by assassins. So every time he gets out of Batman's sight, back in the days, it was like, is Dick Grayson kidnapped? Where's Robin? Did he get kidnapped? Nowadays, when Robin gets out of Batman's sight, it's like, oh, God, he's off somewhere killing somebody.
Yeah.
It's so interesting.
Yeah.
And they just fucking
Well, on top of that, that's a chance for Batman to change character.
Right.
Because now he's got someone he has to care about and protect.
And like
on
mold,
top of,
though. I mean, he's molding Robin as a crime-fighting partner. But he's trying to mold this person to be a great person.
Can we also talk about how every fucking woman in the DC universe is Batgirl or Batwoman? It's like, why do we need 5 Batgirls? Like, I'm serious. Don't.
Right. They're always the female version of the
Why can't
male
you be
hero?
Your own superhero?
Well, Black Canary is her own superhero.
And Huntress.
Although she just kicks it with... The Huntress is not her own superhero. She's just Batgirl.
Huntress is another Batgirl. I mean...
You're right.
She's pretty
But she has
girl.
A different name.
Except for when she puts on that like ridiculous Catholic nun outfit, whatever, that's like...
Oh, yeah.
But DC doesn't... neither of them know how to write chicks, but at least Marvel puts chicks in powerful positions. Who's powerful in the DC universe as a woman besides Wonder Woman and the fat black woman that they had, that they made skinny?
Oh, Amanda
Waller.
Now
she's a supermodel.
Yeah. Yeah,
fuck Which, you guys.
They couldn't even let her be a little bit of a plump black woman. You know what I mean? They made her be a skinny black woman for this.
She couldn't be a powerful, interesting character who was not, you know, 6'3 and 130 pounds.
Yeah.
I will tell you the reason behind that. It's because dudes buy comics and love titties.
No.
I mean, there are women who buy comics, don't get me wrong.
I never buy that fucking argument. I never buy that fucking argument because I'm a dude and I love titties and I love stories. And the reason if I want to look at titties, there's the fucking internet, man. I can go on the internet any time I want and look at all the naked people I want. When I pick up a comic,
also,
I want to read stories.
He means other girls.
About porn while his girlfriend is right here.
Every guy could do that.
Yes.
I'm lucky enough, I don't even have to turn on.
There you go.
I can turn on my girl. Okay, so, but no.
Wait, you can turn on your girl. Are you a robot, Mandy?
Mandy's a goddamn toaster is what it is. That's ridiculous.
Okay, that's a fair argument. Well, but I would say that you are unique as a person, and maybe even Ed and I are unique as a people. But most people are not unique. They're all average, and most men are dirty, dirty hornballs.
Well, I'm just saying though, if you're getting your boobs from comic books, you are really whack.
Yeah, some shit has gone wrong in your life.
Your world.
You
is
need
terrible.
To.
Yeah, I understand that when you're like 12.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was before the internet.
Well, and at this point, it shouldn't be like that. And if it is like that, that means these corporations got everything, have everything incorrect. I just was about to be like, hey, they got everything back to blah, 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 words that don't go together. That's what I was about to do. Do you have a, you have a fail there? Do we?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're not on top of your game.
I'm going to fail myself.
Or not failing me.
Good job. Right. And then I'm going to fail. Yeah.
You guys ever been on The Price is Right?
Double fail.
The intriguing double fail.
Two negatives make a positive.
You ever done The Price is Right?
No, I can't mess with The Price is Right.
What do you mean? Have you ever done The Price is Right?
You've gone and watched the show or been on it?
Oh, no.
Or tried to get on it?
No.
It's actually pretty fun. I actually did it with Bob Barker, and then I did the one with Drew Carey as well.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
I never got on.
I just found out that they're replacing Alex Trebek, that he's finally retiring from Jeopardy.
That's
and
weird.
I was so happy that, like, okay, when I got to do my Jeopardy, that it was with Alex Trebek. And, like,
that's
it would have been fucking weird to do it with somebody else.
Who are they going to do it with, I wonder?
No idea.
I love when I was in the audience.
The only...
That Alex Trebek just, like, every story he told was, like, this one time I was drinking.
Yeah, it always started with, I was drinking a lot of wine.
And I bought, like, $5,000 in watches. And it's like, what?
Yeah, it always started with wine and ended up with, and I woke up in this hotel room. Both of my kidneys were missing. In a bathtub full of ice. But suffice to say... careful who you buy sangria from. Yeah,
boy,
okay, we're back to the show.
Boy, was my face red.
What is an urban legend? I think Alex Trebek is pretty good. I think they could replace him pretty easily with, like, you know, hot girl with big tits.
Am I right? Anybody? How about Wonder Woman? Can we replace him with Wonder Woman?
Well, they said
Anderson Cooper would be good.
Oh yeah. That actually would be red, but he won't do that.
Nah, he's definitely. Does that cough button even work? I'm still hearing you cough.
I think it goes through this. He's got a powerful cough over there.
I know, it's hilarious.
I've hit the cough button every time. So y'all, if y'all have had to hear me cough all this time, I'm sick. I apologize. I have been
for the last recording of Angry Dorks.
Yeah, the people waiting to
just
come
pretend
in.
It's me being really shitty at sound effects and just picking the cough sound effect over and over again.
I just think it's funny how, like, yeah, nobody's going to use that microphone when they come in here to do the next show. They'll be like, fuck, you're going to put like a scarlet
shit.
A on that thing.
I did not think about that.
They're going to put a fucking Silkwood suit on and come in.
We've got sanitary wipes somewhere in this goddamn place.
They're going to have to watch to find out which mic he's on.
Look, people who are listening to our podcast, if you really are listening to it and you listen to the whole thing and it's the last 6 minutes of this last episode, like, let us know. Like, really, you know, add us on Facebook, put some things on the Angry Dorks thing.
Yeah, tweet us.
Like, do something because...
I'm Matt Blackwood. I'm at Matt Blackwood everywhere. Ed Greer is just at Ed Greer, right?
At Ed Greer Destroys.
Yeah, which
Ed
he
Greer
does.
Destroys.
If you've ever been to a show.
Just Ed Greer.
Did you ever... But he's Ed Greer on Facebook. Ron Swallow on Facebook. Yep. And he's Dorky Swallow at Dorky Swallow on Twitter.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Get in touch with us, guys. We'd love to hear from you. And
if you want to sponsor us, we could actually keep doing this podcast.
But any ideas about what you'd like to see us do next when we eventually rise like the Phoenix?
I hope we rise like the Phoenix. As long as we don't have to date Wolverine.
I hope we rise like gas prices.
Can I say something?
You know what I'm saying?
Can I say something extremely controversial in our last few minutes?
Let's hear it.
Oh, here we go.
He's just like, man, I hate Cubans.
This is a nerdy rant I came up with months ago, and I chicken shit it out.
Okay, let's hear it.
I chicken shit it out because there's a friend of mine involved with it, and there's a friend of y'all's involved with it, but we were talking about Batgirl anyway, and...
Oh, okay,
man,
let's do it.
That fucking Batgirl... web series is the worst fucking thing that's ever been done. That web series, they ought to get sued for copyright infringement and defamation of character. That was so bad.
Look at that.
If I was DC,
I know how you feel about it.
But that's the thing. I know somebody involved too. But I'm saying, like, if I was DC, well, actually, if I was DC, I'd probably do what DC did, which is not notice them. But what they're doing is saying, like, hey, we're gonna make a cool new web series that'll show off all of our talents. And it's like, some of the people involved with that, you can tell, were talented. You know what I mean? Like, some of the actors were like, oh, that was a pretty good performance, whatever. Some of them weren't. Like, the direction of it was meh. The sound effects were meh. You know what I mean? The fight choreography looked cool. I saw a lot of flips and shit, and I was like, that was not shot well, though. Like, you can tell the difference. You're like, okay, well, if I see you doing a fucking backflip for real, like, all in one shot, I'm like, that's amazing that you did that. Why wasn't that shot better? You know what I mean? Why were you risking breaking your neck when somebody didn't have the camera in the right place? That's rough. But it's just, it was the thing that bugs me the most about it, about this fan film. All you did was say at the front of it, we don't own this. It's like, well, that's not enough, man. If you want to do a super cool web series to show everybody how badass you are, then create some characters, write something new. Don't use somebody else's shit.
Yeah. I mean, hey, you know, I personally knew some guys. And I sacrificed one of my friendships to this guy. He came up with an idea for Ghostbusters 3. I told the motherfucker to look on IMDb and see that Ghostbusters 3 is already well in production. He's already cast several of the parts. Stop being a dumb asshole. He persisted to the point where he told my former roommate to keep writing on the screenplay. And, hey, Ed, don't distract him because he's writing on the screenplay. I'm like, he's writing on a fucking fantasy. You guys are idiots. This is fan fiction.
Yeah, exactly. You're writing fan fiction.
You're a dumb asshole and stop it.
Unless it's porn, in which case it's slash fiction.
Yeah, and now we're not friends because I told him to be smart.
And it's not like Batgirl is a character that it's like, oh, she was in comics in like the 1950s and no one's seen her since. It's like, she's fucking in every Batman book, and there's five of them.
Yep.
There's no lack of Batgirl.
Yeah, you're not doing something amazing like going like, hey, what if Pogo is in the real world right now?
This is my other new thing. Don't try to help comics get better. You can't. You can't do anything. No matter what you tell them, they are not going to listen to you. They're going to think they're right. Unless they come to you and ask for help because they feel like they're not getting better, that's different. But if you're like friends with someone and you think, oh, we have like a connection and all that sort of thing, and you think, oh, here's a couple of things I can do to help them get better, don't do that because they think that they're great already.
Also, when you do ask for help, new comics, be careful about the responses that you react to. Make sure that you know that the person understands exactly what they're saying to you, because sometimes people will tell you something and then they go, I don't think that meant anything, because they don't have anything to tell you. Hey, just like you said, they don't have anything to tell you. Yep. Okay. So we've only got 2 minutes left. I wanted to just say something real quick that, I fucking love you guys. And
thank you, man.
I love you, Manny.
There
are a lot of people that if you have a conversation with, just like you were saying, you know, that you lose a friend because you have a fucking argument, a disagreement about something, and you tell them what you really think, you have to lose a friend, which means it's forcing so many of us to be two-faced in order to not seem like total dicks all the time. Yeah. And the thing is, like, that's why I love people like you, Ed. I love people like Chris Edwards. I love people that I can have a full-on fucking disagreement with, and then at the end of it go, high five, man. Good disagreement. All right, let's go get Chinese food. So anyway, I just want to say, I know I'm a dick, but I felt like I really found a home here on Angry Dorks, and I just wanted to say that as a huge dick, I've never felt more comfortable than in Ron Swallow's hands.
Oh, thanks, man. Well, you want to know the best part? It was two hands. That's how big a dick you are.
Holmes,
you're awesome.
Dorkdom.
And you can ask Ed. I will support Matt Blackwood and Ed Greer on anything that you guys ever do if I can support it. And I love both of you guys. You guys are hilarious and funny and smart. and smarter than me and dorkier than me.
Like the rest of us.
Exactly. Well, I already have to both of you. And Mandy, you're great too, by the way.
Thank you for letting me be here on the final episode.
I know, it's going to be awesome.
Also, one thing I want to put in a plug for my show. I know this is pretty fucking crass.
Go ahead.
But I'm going to be on the Say Anything Network. My show is going to be called Ed Greer Destroys, and all of these people will be on the show, as well as big comedians and douchebags I might not otherwise associate myself with, but I'm trying to get famous.
And also check out my show that continues. It's much more conversational than this. It's What Were We Talking About?
It's excellent.
Where I am.
Hey, I'm Mandy too. Me and Mandy.
We all rock. We all love you. Good night. Thank you. And Angry Dorks signing out.
Like a scruffy.
Watch the X-ray rise. Yo, now, why you being a player hater? You love it.